Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of the one who is above all others, even our Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the continued ministry and the study of the precious Word of God. We trust that you are valuing one of the prophetic truths of God's Word as we continue the study concerning the national resurrection of Israel. We have touched upon many prophecies relating to this great truth. Today we read words that were written by the Lord Jesus Christ or spoken by him, and written by Luke in his Gospel, chapter 21, commencing to read at verse 29, as we hear the Son of God speaking. And Jesus spake to them a parable, "Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." May God bless the reading of his word. May the Holy Spirit give the interpretation and the blessing of it to every one of us as we consider the truths of the Savior's sayings. I would like to bring before you in relation to the resurrection of Israel the Middle East crisis in the light of the Word of God as we even see it today. For oh, may I state, the Savior's parable was told even in the light of what you and I are visibly seeing and knowing today in the Middle East. And if you note the Savior's opening words, let me read them. "Behold the fig tree and all the trees," said the Lord Jesus. Beloved, there is only one explanation we can give for the meaning of the fig tree, as the Savior expressed it. The fig tree is Israel. Time will not permit, but if you were to read the prophecy of Jeremiah, the prophecy of Hosea, and of Joel, and of Habakkuk, as well as the words of the Lord Jesus in Matthew 21 and 24, if you would read the writing of John in his Gospel chapter 1 and verse 48, you would find reference to the fig tree representing Israel. And in the parable, the fig tree represents Israel. But the Savior not only mentions the fig tree by name, but he mentions all the trees. All the trees are the surrounding nations in the parable. For what the Savior is giving us is the prophetic mold in the purposes of God at the end of the age, when the nation of Israel will be surrounded by the nations at the last day. Oh, my beloved, do I need to tell you that you and I are witnessing this coming to fruition even now? The present visible signs of its fulfillment are before us. You may know as well as I do that Israel's early history has been reversed. They were scattered throughout all the world. Now they are gathered. There has been a twofold miracle of God through the centuries of time. Though they were scattered throughout the length and the breadth of the nations of earth, a twofold miracle of God has certainly taken place. You ask, what is that miracle? Well, first of all, God has kept the Jews for their land. You cannot point to any nation that has kept its identity amongst the centuries of time when scattered abroad by their enemies. And God has kept the Jews and retained them in their identity for the land where they now are. The second part of this great miracle is this. God not only has kept the Jews for their land, but he has kept the land for the Jews. some may take exception to that statement, but the word of God substantiates the fact. But what I would like you to note with me today is the fact that we can see advanced signs of prophecy being fulfilled in relation to Israel. May I point out to you the words of the prophet Isaiah in chapter 11 and verse 12? I shall read them to you. And he shall set up an ensign, the word ensign meaning a banner or a flag for the nation, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. May I point out again the opening words? There shall be an ensign. The word ensign means, in the literal meaning of the word in the Hebrew text, a banner or a flag. Beloved, can I state to you, do you not know that the fact is true, that the flag of Israel, since 1948, has been flying in at least 50 capitals of the world, as well as in the United Nations? This has been a fulfillment of an advanced sign of prophecy. But may I go further? I read again the prophecy of Isaiah, this time in chapter 17, verses 10 and 11. The prophet writing, "Because thou hast forgotten the God of thy salvation, and hast not been mindful of the rock of thy strength, therefore shalt thou plant pleasant plants, and shall set it with strange slips," or foreign slips is the meaning of the word. "In the day thou shalt make thy plant to grow, and in the morning shalt thou make thy seed to flourish. But the harvest shall be a heap in the day of grief and of desperate sorrow." The reference in the prophecy is regarding the plantings of foreign slips in the land of Israel. May I say, and this is proved from the record, since May 1948, 90% of the plantings have been from foreign sources, and that is from the country of Australia as well as California. And thus has been fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah that they have the planting, the groves that have been planted, the orange trees, and many other trees. They have been obtained from foreign sources, even Australia as well as California. But then may I go further, reading Isaiah chapter 27 and verse 6. "He shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit." How we can truthfully state that there has been, even in the land of Israel, since the year 1964, there has been the exportation of over $3 million worth of fruit annually. And thus we can recognize it has become a land that has blossomed and budded and brought forth much fruit. Then may I go further to read the 49th chapter of the book of Isaiah. And verse 12, please. "Behold, these shall come from far, and lo, these from the north, and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim." And this is a reference, if I may state, the best of teachers and Bible scholars refer to the land of Sinim as being the land of China. And Mongolia and China, it may seem a strange fact to you, but it is known that Oriental Jews have returned via Hong Kong and brought by the government of Israel. They have been brought to the land of Israel, flown there by the government. And in the land today, there are Oriental Jews in fulfillment of these words. Then I read the prophecy of Ezekiel chapter 16 and verse 55. "When thy sister Sodom and her daughters shall return to their former estate, and Samaria and her daughters shall return to their former estate, then thou and thy daughters shall return to your former estate. Beloved, this is a reference to two cities, the cities of Sodom and Samaria. And may I suggest that these two cities have already been restored. The city of Sodom you may find upon your map of Israel, on the edge of the Dead Sea, and you will find that it has been stated that our own government of the United States has spent $35 million for the return of 55 tons of potash annually, and thus for the development of the minerals of the Dead Sea, and the city of Sodom is established there. And strange to say, near that place of salt, they have found sweet water for the need of the inhabitants. Samaria is a present city called Nablus, N-A-B-L-E-S, thriving and prosperous with rich Arabs. Now may I state, Ezekiel said, when these are restored, ye too shall return from your former estate. And then one more scripture, Jeremiah chapter 16 and verse 16. And here I wish to point out to you how God has regathered his people. Behold, I will send for many fishes, saith the Lord, and they shall fish them. And after will I send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill and out of the holes of the rocks. Beloved, may I give you the suggestion from these words, as the Lord speaks of fishing, and he speaks of hunting. There is a suggestion, just as a man who is fishing seeks to lure the fish, so God has lured back to the land of Israel many of his earthly people, and particularly is this true of the younger generation. But he has also hunted or driven back, as a hunter would drive the prey, he has driven back many of the others. And the momentum of this has been increasing, as we know. My beloved, you and I are living on the threshold of the national resurrection of the nation of Israel and events that tell the coming of the Lord Jesus. My beloved, may you and I realize what God is doing and be ready for the return of our Lord in our own souls, shall we pray? Father, bless and prosper thy word to the glory of thy name and the blessing of all who hear it, for our Savior's sake. Amen.